The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School Crew. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple. Obviously, another sports weekend. Football is in full effect. It's already winding down, but it's also heating up at the professional level or the entertainment level. And then, obviously, we got some local sports with the Huskers. And then, obviously, the Huskers men basketball. And then, obviously, Mark Manning's crew represented against those pesky Gophers at home in pretty dominating fashion. But that being said, obviously with the game last night, DP, obviously fresh off of it with the pullover hoodie. And
was there a game last night? Did somebody play? Did somebody play? Austin. Oh, raise your hands to the sky.
Ah. I can handle this better than Rico's when he used to do that one song.
Oh. Oh. Go ahead. Jay Foreman, being a kid from the DMV.
Oh, yeah.
Try to explain to people that beat.
Well, I mean, back in the day, it was always played all the time on the radio when I was watching them, they were the Redskins. I think for the DMV, you know, is seeing them win in that fashion brings back some, you know, old memories from older fans, and obviously the newer fans are excited about their franchise, and they're able to see an organization from top to bottom. Seems like they got it right. You know, you got an owner that came in, hired a good GM, then obviously, you know, hired a winning coach that definitely builds a culture. And then they hit it out of the park with their first draft pick in Jaden Daniels, which is, I think he has probably exceeded expectations. And then they, you know, made some, you know, unique moves. I think they sent Dotson, a former first round pick, to Philly to get another draft pick. Then you draft McCaffrey, and then you, you know, go all in and Terry McLaurin. And then you sign a bunch of veterans, right? Bobby Wagner, Austin Eckler, a couple of linemen, keep your D linemen, try to get things around Jonathan Allen and Payne and kind of, get it going that way. And you got a bunch of football guys in a football city, that's, you know, dying for a winner. And you saw a little bit of it, I think, when they were able to go beat Philly, I think last year with nothing to gain and beat them on the road at Philly and knew you had some talent. And then now you're seeing some of that talent and development come to fruition. And then go on the road in the playoffs. Look, you got to think Tampa Bay coming off a high of not only defending home field and then winning their division, but getting Mike Evans over the finish line to get, I think, a $3 million bonus or whatever it was. And then obviously a defense, you know, led by Levante David and crew it was going to be a hard out for a young quarterback. But I think his playmaking ability and calmness and the ability to not turn the ball over, possess the ball, make the veteran play. I mean, throwing it out of bounds or throwing it out of reach is probably, you know, all the great plays he's made. His ability to do that under pressure and knowing I don't need to hold it on for another second or two to expose himself to another hit or expose himself to a potential turnover. It's a credit to the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, who I call him the Bachelor. And he's in Also, let's think about this. Whether it's Dan Quinn, obviously he turned around Dallas' defense, but I think he was already out the door in the playoffs last year, and they looked horrible. But for Cliff Kingsbury is that I'm going to give him a lot of credit where I think he was a decent head coach at Arizona. I think Kyler Murray probably let him down. I think that, you know, he got it maybe handcuffed and to think of, I have to kind of bow down to Kyler because he was the franchise quarterback. So I think he did a better job than what was let on, but I think he totally rebranded himself. I think he carries himself a lot different. And that's probably being around the likes of Magic Johnson, Dan Quinn, and the owner, and Peter. I think it's Peters, the GM.
Adam Peters. Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously initially with Bob Myers and all that, I think it's really, you know, really helped him take a next step in his coaching career to where possibly he might be a head coach. And so he's had a head coach experience before, both in obviously college and the pros. And when you think of Dan Quinn being able to kind of lead and foster young relationships with new draft choices in a pressure pot like DC and the Washington organization, having him and then obviously a really good defensive coordinator and obviously coordinators and coaches and talent pool allowed them to go down there and win a pretty exciting game on the road. Obviously winning with a doinkin field goal is nevertheless, something that they've been living and dying. I think they've won 5 games in the last play of the game.
Yeah, 5 straight games have come down to the final possession. Washington's won them all.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about the hardest thing in sports is learning how to finish.
Yeah.
And when you find something, whatever that thing is, that one allows you to not find chaos in it, like to not get to the final 4 minutes.
They're like calm.
Right? Like it every coach's dream is that first 4 minutes, last 4 minutes of the first half, first minute if it's a quarter, last 4 minutes of the game. What every coach dreams of is having a plan and having a player to get you through those 4 minute stretches, right? That if things go left, things get hairy, the plan and the player get you back in line. One of the two. And if you identify that, Washington has figured out that one, defensively, they don't have to be perfect. They just have to be good enough, right? It's the Iowa thinking, if we just stay close long enough, most teams in the NFL under pressure will give us a thing that they don't normally give us, right? And what they also learned is that their young man under those situations doesn't panic.
Yeah, I mean, you saw, I mean, it's hard to look. I've been in college and always wondered, I didn't know I was good enough to play until I played. And then when you watch him, like, man, he did this in college. That's how he was able to win the Heisman, even though they lost a couple games. I mean, he was just that good. He had, 50 touchdowns or something. I mean, some stupid, stat. And it wasn't empty touchdowns when he was at LSU. It was all very competitive games where he was bringing them back, so forth and so on. So this is nothing new for him. But I think, with Washington, and DP is right, when you have a Bobby Wagner, then on the opposite, you have Zach Ertz. So you have 2 Super Bowl champions, right? Along with Austin Eckler, even though he hadn't won a Super Bowl champion, he's been a self-made player. Then you have a guy that's a locker room guy in Brian Robinson, who obviously got shot and obviously was a national championship player at Alabama. So quietly, when you look at it, if you look at their whole roster, they got number winners. And they don't have a lot of fluff. So we talked about Pittsburgh's young defensive line on the crossover with Strick. See, the good thing about being in a situation like this, and this is where the big thing is like kind of like Indiana, Kirk Cignetti, and then obviously next year with Dan Quinn. We'll see what happens next year. Because everybody's on their best behavior right now. The veteran, and they have good guys, so I'm sure they're going to be competitive. But like when you look at Pittsburgh and you look at the way that Washington played, the energy and want to were 2 different things. And now in the second half is more like Pittsburgh, but that time is too late. Like this is, and I think the magnitude of learning and teaching the young guys in the locker room, this is it, man. Like this is important. Like this is do or die. Versus I think those young guys felt like, oh, we have another game because we're Pittsburgh. And they've been thinking that for the last month. They've lost 4 in a row. They're the only team that lost 4. There's 3 teams that lost 4 in a row. Tennessee, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh.
Well, that's the urgency that we talk about all the time, that really good teams, organizations, programs, players, coaches just inject urgency into what they do on a regular, and it doesn't matter what sport it is. If you can tell me, again, go to what you do all the time and then tell me in chaos whether you try to do a thing that you haven't, you're not best at. And when Tampa goes jet sweep with that, and you just go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Bucky's running downhill. Yeah. Bucky's getting chunks of yardage, right? Baker's got him fired up. You've got it on the move.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply. But the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
You've got Washington on their heels, and then you get fancy with the ball handling. Why?
Well, I think, here's where the worst thing that can come into play is. And we saw this with the Vikings against in Detroit. Sometimes these coaches have individual wants and egos get in the way of everybody else's career. And I hate it for those players because I've been in those situations. Now egos can come down from the very top, right? You know, I have a ton of respect for Mr. Wilson, rest in peace, but he made the move to, you know, start Rob Johnson over Flutie because of a paycheck. Now that's understandable, but you're still paying him the same paycheck that week versus next week. You already paid him for the season.
That wasn't a win decision, right?
Like, right. But again, that call wasn't that call wasn't a win decision. That call was probably, and you see, and you'll see this, and I'm gonna tell you who else fell trapped to this is Kellen Moore with the Eagles. He's coaching and calling plays to think that he needs to hit certain benchmarks to get a next head coaching job.
You know what we ought to do here? Hey Jay, you know what we ought to do right here?
Right. This will look
no, good. We're gonna do what we've been doing
because they're thinking I'm gonna be talked about on every media outlet, and then I'm gonna go up the ladder, and then I'm gonna be first in line to get that job. And that's, and you gotta think the guy prior to him, the offensive coordinator at Tampa, is a head coach at the Carolina. So they think that, okay, if I can do that, get to the second round, then it's kind of like rinse and repeat, and you get in those situations, and then you mess up, man. I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, I. You know, for O'Connell and others playing tonight, for him to go for a fourth down on the road like that, and if you do not see that your quarterback's scared and he is way off, and he's a former quarterback, and you don't take the points to get, he's going to get confidence of that. Hey, we got points.
We got points.
You up here going for fourth because you see big man over there. He going. That's just who he is, man. If Dan Campbell's playing PlayStation, he going for it on fourth down.
That was Washington for the first 3.5 quarters last night. And just saying, nope, you know what? He thinks they're going to make it. He thinks they have a play to go, you know what? I would rather take the chance at 7 than to take the 3.
You just hang around. I call it playing steady. You can do it in basketball. You can do it in football. You can do it like we'll talk about with Mark Manning in wrestling. Mm-hmm. When you get in these big moments, all you got to do is hang around. Just don't lose the game. Don't come out there and try to do something. Like, I forget who we were talking. We might have been talking about Juwan Gary. Listen, I don't need you. Look, you don't need to wear a wristband. Because I know a couple games ago, like at the beginning of the season, you ain't wearing a wristband. I don't need to wear pink shoes. I need to wear black socks, black shoes, show up, kick butt, go home. Because all the fans, that all that stuff is not going to get you to where you need to, because it's rinse and repeat. Because when you're under pressure, you want to be able to relax. And the one thing I'll tell you this, the difference between Washington and Pittsburgh, and I hate to say it, because I feel like this dude has probably got taken a lot of arrows. Well, he's taken some justified, but I think over the last 2 years, unjustified, the difference in the quarterback. Russell Wilson does not inject energy or every day is like every day's fourth and one. But you know who does? Justin Fields. And you want to know why I know he does? When you listen to what the player said. When the player, look at his body. Look at the body language. Go back to Cam Hayward. Go back to Najee Harris. When they're talk about the dip, when they turned it over from Fields to Russell, it's totally different. If you didn't see the video of, like, they did Hard Knocks during the season and Russell Wilson's trying to talk to Najee Harris, like, before this game, he like, bro,
too late.
Just finish what you're saying. And because I'm telling you, Jaden Daniels goes up to, and now he doesn't have to talk to Austin Eckler, but if he's talking to McLaurin, guaranteed McLaurin's looking at him eye to eye because he feels his energy. It's just the way it's just different, man. I mean,
what's the thing of playing for a team leader that is about the team rather than the leader? Like there are teams that are led in the NFL where it is about the leader. And then there are leaders who have teams that follow them because of who they are. And
that's who Justin just been has been.
Russell Wilson used to be that guy. But then you get all the other interaction and all the other distraction, right, of why you're doing it. And my thing is, the other part of it is, I'm not sure that he has the right tools around him.
He does not.
To be the best version for Russell Wilson.
Right.
And part of his frustration, right? Yeah. Part of his frustration is, I have to know, I would go and get him four mid-level veteran receivers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I bring Lockett. But that's everybody.
The ones who have something to prove,
yeah,
right, and the ones that want to get back. Lockett's perfect. You know what? Seattle don't love me like that anymore, right? It's the Bobby Wagner theory that if Seattle doesn't love me anymore, let me go somewhere else and show Seattle what they're missing. Let me go in, and this is my final run. And Bobby Wagner knows this is his final run. That's why he's going to Howard U to get his grad degree. This is the thing. Find people. Zach Ertz. You know what? He's been through it. He could have laid around and just wait for Eagles kick him to the side. Nope. You know what? I'm going to go out here. I'm going to work with a young dude that is happy to have me, a head coach who's happy to have me. They will use me the way that I'm really good at running these routes. Yeah. These sit-down routes, listen up. They're not asking him to be a headhunter. Nope. No. Be a chip guy on the edge. Yeah. If you get him, great. If you don't get him, go reload the next one. Occupy a guy so Jaden can get by you.
That's called like those guys, and this is where I think younger coaches and more forward-thinking coaches have a better handle on the league versus like when I was playing. They appreciate veterans. They understand that, like, a veteran presence, what that means. Like if Bobby Wagner with LaVeau teaching him how to eventually take his spot, you know, because once Bobby Wagner retires, he's going over there, and then they're bringing Davis in who kind of plays spot duty. So they appreciate those guys.
And it's LaVeau's locker room, but it's Wagner's team.
Right. And then
Wagner has said to him, listen, you be the hype guy. You be the guy that we put out there. I don't need that. I've done that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the corners and then talking offensive linemen, coordinator, that's Bobby Wagner.
Right. And then eventually
it's LaVeau.
He'll go to – it'll be his. And then that's how you – and Dan Quinn knows it because he was up in Seattle. So – when you got guys and even Baker Mayfield, and even though I know he lost, but when those guys are appreciated and you're around the other guys that are actually invested, I just question a couple guys in Pittsburgh that are actually really invested. So Mike Tomlin, I know he wants to do it for the right reason. But at sometimes, actually, being a coach, you got to let him go. You say, and tell him why. So when you go to the next stop, you don't bring that type of stuff with you. Like, you're not going to win with George Pickens, man. I'm sorry. I understand. I play against his dad. I don't really care. Dude, you got a ton of potential, and you just can't be like that.
But that's
everybody, though.
Yeah,
everybody,
I mean,
everybody got potential.
Well, but it's also who makes that decision. I can't imagine that's a Tomlin decision.
It's got to be collective, but those conversations need to be had right now. What are the, like, I'm assuming they need to get in there, or maybe they take a day off, but I doubt it. Get in there and put the four biggest issues, and we got to knock all these out before we think about, you know, who we're going to bring in and all that.
How do you not see? My thing for them, for the Steelers, and I like most of their roster, but what I'm told is that is a beat up team.
It's a beat up team.
So
it's a team of players. I'll tell you this before we go to break. It's a team of players, the younger players. And this is the problem. I'm telling you, I saw this when I was leaving Nebraska. Guys would come in as young players. We've already put in the work. They benefit off the work. So they also think that they put in the work.
Yep.
They aren't Steeler tough yet, some of those guys. And you want to know how I know? I can go right up the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All them dudes I seen out there just waving their hands and getting blocked.
And there were a lot of one-handed players because they were beat up.
No. The guys that were take Cam Hayward out of it.
Take TJ out.
And take Patrick Queen out of
it. Yep.
95, 91, 57.
Yeah.
All, and this is your opportunity. And bro, you third and one.
That's how TJ and Haywood became who they are.
You jetting up field on third and one.
They jet, man.
You got 250 some dude gonna come in. They got every lineman in the Ravens roster. They ain't passing the ball, and you creating a hole. And then now he got a full head of steam. And then here comes 30. I mean, it was.
And you tried to one hand grab Derrick Henry.
Getting your arm blown out. The
full tragedy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off.
Man. What a day.
Feeling it today. Anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back. We'll have a short segment. We'll put this Nebraska basketball trouncing to bed, and then obviously give the rest of the team their flowers. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.